Hi, everyone. You're tuned into Harpistry. I'm Valerie Green. The harp world lost a beloved and highly respected harpist, teacher, author, and mentor with the recent passing of Dr. Carol McLaughlin. This edition of Harpistry is dedicated to her memory. Originally from Canada, Dr. Carol McLaughlin held the position of principal harpist with the Calgary Symphony Orchestra at the age of 14. She received her Master's of Music degree from the Juilliard School of Music and her PhD from the University of Arizona, where she had been professor of harp since 1982. She has performed in just about every country one can name in the world, giving solo performances at Carnegie Hall, Wigmore Hall in London, Casals Hall in Tokyo, among many, many other venues. She was the founder and director of the international touring group Harp Fusion, which has recorded and toured extensively throughout the world. Her versatility as a musician was evident in her performances, where she combined classical harp repertoire with original popular and jazz arrangements, a skill that she learned at the age of 4 when she began performing with her father's jazz bands. Carol also did a series of performances with the son of Harpo Marx, jazz pianist Bill Marx, in which she played Bill's arrangements of the pieces that Harpo performed in movies and in television, while Bill played the orchestral parts on piano and told stories about his father. To add to the fun, Carol also wore Harpo's curly blonde wig and his trench coat on stage while she was performing. In this first set, we'll hear two of Carol McLaughlin's original works accompanied by flutist Brian Luce. Thank you. two original works by Carol McLaughlin, accompanied here by Brian Luce on flute, from her album Allume. We just heard Love's Sanctuary, the Temple of Philae, inspired by a visit to the Temple of Philae on the island in the Nile River in Egypt. And we started that set with the title track, which was commissioned by St. Paul's United Methodist Church in Tucson, inspired by the hand-engraved gilded illuminations of the first letters of each chapter of the Bible. Next up, we're going to hear two more works by Carol McLaughlin, which is the first one we're going to hear is an impromptu for harp by Reinhold Gilliar and an original composition titled Circle of Light with harpists Kelly Cousineau and Shuri Okajima. Thank you.
Thank you.
A wonderful four-movement work, an original tune by Carol McLaughlin titled Circle of Light, accompanied by harpists Kelly Cousineau and Shuri Okajima. And we also heard Carol McLaughlin performing Impromptu for Harp, composed by Reinhold Glier. That was from Carol's recording For the Love of It. Next, we're going to hear the group Harp Fusion, which was directed by Carol McLaughlin, performing Alfredo Rolando Ortiz's Venezolana for five pedal harps. Thank you.
voci che ho perduto. Sei piena di un amore che è passato, che il cuore mio vorrebbe cancellare. Estate, il sole che ogni giorno ci scaldava, che splendidi tramonti dipingeva. Adesso brucia solo con furor, tornerà un altro inverno, cadranno mille petali di rose, la neve coprirà tutte le cose, e forse un po' di pace tornerà. Ha dato il suo profumo ad ogni fiore, l'estate che ha creato il nostro amore, per farmi poi morire di dolore. Thank you.
Recording by Plácido Domingo, titled El Canto del Mar. We heard Estate, followed by Lama Bada. And both of those two pieces, we heard Bridget Kibbe on harp in the background. And we also heard Xavier de Maistre from his brand new recording, Serenata Española, with Castanets Virtuoso, Lucerno Tena. The pieces were Andalusia and Torre Bermejas by Isaac Albanez. And at the top of that set, we heard Harp Fusion, which is an international touring group that was headed by Dr. Carol McLaughlin. They performed Venezolana for five pedal harps. That was from the Alfredo Rolando Ortiz's album, South American Suite for Harp and Orchestra. Next up, we've got music by Seiko Keita on kora and Omar Sosa on piano with from their recording Transparent Water.
Thank you.
A couple of cuts there by Seiko Keita on kora and Omar Sosa on piano. From their recording Transparent Water, we heard Another Prayer, followed by Fatikilu. This has been Harpistry, produced in the studios of KRVS at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.
Jim Cunningham here, your host for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio with music director Manfred Honeck conducting a concert of classical favorites, including Glinka's Overture to Ruslan and Ludmilla, Dvorak's Symphony No. 9, and Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, performed by Berlin Philharmonic Concertmaster Noah Bendix-Baugley. Made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins in honor of Carlo University and the Helen Ruth Gordon Charitable Trust from Public Radio International.
Monday night at 7 on KRVS.
Hello, this is John Green, host of Night Train Jazz, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 for 2 hours of the very latest recorded jazz, as well as a sprinkling of oldies but goodies. That's Night Train, Tuesdays from 8 to 10 here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles.